The Traveler's Journal, October 24th, standing on Mount Sinai at sunrise. According to the book of Exodus, Moses led the Israelites out of bondage in Egypt 1,250 years before the birth of Christ. The tribes of Israel wandered through the desert of the Sinai Peninsula, looking for the land of milk and honey. Eventually, they arrived at a rocky 7,500-foot mountain set in the middle of the southern Sinai. It was this mountain Moses climbed to receive God's Ten Commandments. In the year 50 A.D., a Roman emperor ordered the construction of a fortified monastery on an outcropping near the mountain's base. For nearly two millennia, this monastery has housed a sect of devout Catholic monks who still guard a superb collection of ancient manuscripts and icons. Seen from above, on the steep slopes of Mount Sinai, in the purple pre-dawn glow of the desert morning, the monastery is the only earthly twinkle in sight. In many regards, Sinai has always stood apart. Situated between Africa and Asia, its thousands of square miles of seemingly barren desert interior are still inhabited primarily by nomadic Bedouins. Due to centuries of violence and neglect rather than any ecological foresight, much of Sinai's Red Sea coastline has been preserved. In recent years, however, sections of the southern Sinai have developed rapidly. Dozens of hotels have blossomed along its flower-fine sand, sun-drenched beaches. Yet, like the exquisite coral reefs that line the peninsula's southern tip and make it a mecca for skin divers, this is a fragile ecology. Those wishing to experience the old Sinai and the emptiness that helped mankind to find God should visit soon. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.